And as we wait for the Ohio primary tomorrow, supporters of $15 an hour minimum wage in that state will march in Cleveland today. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 as well and become the first state to do that. But small businesses in more rural parts of New York are having a hard time seeing an increase as a good thing. Julia Botero from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
Leonie Miller grew up in Watertown, a small city in northern New York. She says she started working her first minimum wage job when she was 16.
Working at the laundromat, closing, cleaning.
By 19, Miller was married. The next year, she had a baby girl, then a boy, and later she divorced. Now 37, Miller supports herself and her two kids on low-wage jobs, but just barely.
Disconnection notices all the time. I live with it. All the time.
Today, Miller works 40 hours a week at a small cafe. She's paid $11 an hour, $2 more than New York's current minimum wage. She says she likes her job, but must rely on food stamps every month to feed herself and her two children.
I'm the only person that supports my children, so it's not like I want to be on social services. I do not want to be. That's why I've worked full-time my whole life. But it's not enough.
She and some other low-wage workers welcome Governor Andrew Cuomo's call for a $15 minimum wage. It's a move Cuomo claims will help the economy. But Ken Polkowski of the Business Council for New York State says the increase will be catastrophic for small businesses in northern New York.
No doubt employers will adapt or try to adapt, but they'll adapt in ways that I think are going to be disappointing to the proponents of this.
Bukowski says business owners may have to make changes like cut jobs or workers' hours to balance the extra cost of things like payroll tax and workers' compensation.
You can, pass a law to say this employer has to pay, X per hour. Doesn't mean that an employer can afford to do so.
The owner of the Paddock Club is already feeling the heat. On a recent afternoon, Robert Dalton sits at his desk typing numbers into a spreadsheet. On January 1st, Dalton was forced to raise the pay of his waitstaff from $5 to $7.50 an hour. He says since then, he's had to make tough business decisions.
Right now, I've had to increase my prices on our party menus. I've actually had my employees step it up a little bit more.
Dalton says he's had to lay off one waitress and switch to a cheaper food supplier. He says he'd rather not raise his menu prices, and he wishes he could pay his workers more.
They have to live, too. We all have to live. They deserve it. But how do I pay for it? That's the problem.
Tim McAtee owns Dry Hill Ski Area, and he says the fact that his business is seasonal puts him on shakier footing than others in Watertown. McAtee employs 100 people. At least 70% earn minimum wage.
If the minimum wage goes to $15 an hour, the Dry Hill Ski Area will close.
McAtee fears as the wages of his lowest paid workers go up, he'll have to raise pay across the board. He agrees it's hard to get by on just $9 an hour. But he says the minimum wage isn't supposed to be a living wage.
In fact, minimum wage should be a wage that you earn and you learn that you don't want to earn minimum wage. This is for part-time people, high school kids, a retired person working for some side money. It's not to live on.
But people like Leonie Miller are trying to live on it. But she says she feels stuck.
It depends on your circumstances. I had to take whatever that was paying money to make sure my kids had what they needed.
Miller says if Governor Cuomo's minimum wage hike is approved, she'll be able to pay her bills and life would change for the better. But she adds, whatever she earns, she'll find a way to make it work for herself and her children. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.